Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, there's much more to Jesus than meets the eye. Peter, James, and John saw with their own eyes what we confess by faith. The babe of Bethlehem, the carpenter of Nazareth, that itinerant preacher is God of God, light of light, true God of true God. They saw his glory, or at least a glimpse of it. John wrote about it. We beheld his glory, the glory of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. And Peter wrote about it. For we received honor and glory from God the Father, and the voice was borne to him by the majestic glory. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. We ourselves heard this very voice born from heaven, for we were with him on the holy mountain. On the mountain, a transfiguration, a metamorphosis, a change in Christ's outward appearance happened. It's the same Jesus the three apostles had always seen, but now his appearance changes. He glows with the glory of God. His divinity is showing, shining all over the place. Jesus is indeed the light, light of light. When Jesus' divinity flashes on the mountain, the light was not coming from outside, but from the inside. His divinity, hidden in, with, and under his humanity, glitters forth. The radiance of Jesus was the glow of his glory as the only Son of the Father. This is the divine hidden glory of his incarnation, his enfleshment. Jesus, the eternal Son of God, in all of his glory, is hidden beneath his humble humanity. Very God of very God. If you bumped into Jesus on the street, you would not see anything unusual about him. He would blend into the crowd, and no one would shout, "Hey, look, look at him, he's God." Yet the fullness of God, the fullness of the Godhead, dwells bodily in Jesus. The finite contains the infinite. The creator becomes the created. However, for this fleeting moment on the mountain, Peter, James, and John catch a glimpse of Jesus' shining divine glory. Well, not full blast. Well, that would have blinded and destroyed them. No one can bear the full blast sight of God in this life. Nonetheless, it was enough of a look to let them know that there was more to Jesus than meets the eye. Jesus is preparing the disciples for the sorrowful road ahead. Jesus is preparing them for when he will travel to another mountain, Mount Calvary. That would not be so glorious. Instead of light, there would be deep darkness. Instead of life, there would be graveyard death. Instead of glory, there would be defeat. Instead of the Father's voice from heaven, there would be silence. Instead of the Father's glorious presence, there would only be abandonment. And that time, only John would be there to watch. Peter would deny Jesus three times, and James, probably like the rest, didn't care to be seen or associated with the suffering and dying on the cross, Jesus. Well, as soon as they climbed down that mountain, Jesus emphatically and categorically teaches that he will suffer bitterly, die crucifixionally, and gloriously be raised after 3 days. The revealed glory of the transfiguration pointed to the hidden glory of the cross, the hidden glory of Christ's victory over sin by becoming sin, his conquering death by dying, his fulfilling the law by being accursed and accused by the law. Well, that's precisely why Moses and Elijah are there. And they're chatting with Jesus, as Luke puts it, about his departure or exodus. Good Friday and Easter Sunday are the true exodus whereby Jesus delivers you, his people, the new Israel, from the slavery of sin and the darkness of death. Moses and Elijah preached this glory to the people of Israel. Now, Moses and Elijah bear to Peter, James, and John that Jesus is the fulfillment of their preaching. Well, Peter wants to keep Jesus on the mountain, and can you blame him? He wants to maintain the momentous mountaintop moment, enshrine it in tents or tabernacles. It's what everyone would want to do. You too. Preserve the vision. Make it a shrine. But you can't enshrine a vision like this. Shining, transfigured, glowing Jesus is wonderful, glorious, amazing, awesome. That's not the way that Jesus saves you. He doesn't save you with displays of his power and glory. He saves you by scandalously becoming your sin and humiliatingly dying on the cross. Your old Adam, your sinful nature, loves the glory. The old Adam is a glory addict who seeks a shining Jesus, a glorious Jesus, a power Jesus. However, the faith that saves and justifies before God is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. So it's salvationally important, salvationally necessary to listen to Jesus. He alone has the words of eternal life. He alone has a baptism that saves you. He alone has a Lord's Supper of his body and his blood that brings you the forgiveness of sins, salvation, and life everlasting. He alone will raise you from the dead on the last day. Moses and Elijah needed Christ to live. They trusted in Christ. They bore witness to Christ. They hear the voice. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. With the hearing of Christ's words comes your own transfiguration too. Yes, a transfiguration for you. The scripture says that you too are being transformed, changed. From glory to glory by the Spirit, becoming renewed by the transforming of our minds in Christ Jesus. Just as the divinity of Jesus was hidden beneath the weakness of his humanity, so the new man in Christ, your new nature, spelled F-A-I-T-H, is hidden under the weakness of the old Adam. Your mount of transfiguration comes on the last day, and not one day sooner, when the Lord will raise you and you will appear in bodies as glorious as his, perfectly reflecting the light of his glory without the stain of sin. This is the message at the graveside service and the conclusion of the creed. In the meantime, as you live your lives on this earth, let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Today, Epiphany is complete. The season has come to an end. Each week we saw more and more and more the divinity of Jesus. He's not just a man. I had an epiphany. Jesus is also God. On the Mount of Transfiguration, you see the divinity shining through the humanity of Jesus. Furthermore, the transfiguration of Jesus seen on the Mount is yours someday. The mystery of your own transformation from glory to glory as day by day you die to sin and live to righteousness in Christ is your own reality. Your future in Christ is glorious. It is as glorious as Jesus shining on the mountain, which he does for you. Amen. Now may the God of peace equip you with everything good that you may do his will through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.